Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, yesterday I attempted to take a day off, and I did. I took a day off and stayed with some friends for the day and had a great time at the Lake of the Ozarks. But then I checked in on my phone, and I realized that we had had another shooting, another tragedy. And it's upsetting me deeply. I don't know about you, but the division in this nation is breaking this nation. When feelings are allowed to disrespect life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness and property and prosperity, the liberals use people. They abuse those who are downtrodden and they help them remain victims. And to victimize is to criminalize. The shootings of the officers and the authorities remaining virtually silent has escalated the attacks against our men and women in blue. Now, they did come out and speak a little bit yesterday. Obama said some. But his silence in the past has escalated this. Local police are not our enemies, regardless of what color you are. The local police are all colors. Local police are not perfect. They're men and women with families and loved ones. They've taken on a task of protection and service to their communities with little respect for their own lives. I literally took the day off yesterday. It was a weekend on a Sunday. I was celebrating a birthday. I've lived longer now than those officers who have been murdered yesterday and the week prior to and the days before that. I was shocked when I picked up my phone and I saw the tweets of the news regarding the Baton Rouge shootings. Three officers murdered, others shot and wounded, families, comrades, and communities left grieving. The nation is more divided now than I've ever seen it. Not divided because of color, but because of hate. We have a leader. The liberal progressives, those in the leadership, those who want to be in leadership, pushing social agendas and pitting Americans against one another. Like an ugly divorce, the Republican and Democrat parties are fighting. But it isn't really about parties and policies, it's about government establishment. The left hate our Constitution. They do not speak of liberty, and their idea of equality is government control. I am broken over this nation. As I mentioned, I took yesterday off to celebrate a birthday with a friend, to relax and take that day off, but there is not a day off from liberty. We are under attack, my friends. Your way of life, regardless of your color. Government control, government handouts, entitlements are not freedom. That is not a way to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If this nation is going to heal, we must put aside the differences. We must recognize that we are all being duped into hate. Hate driven for the purpose of control, the weakening of our families, the dumbing down of our schools, the push for immorality over Christianity and rule of law. We now enter the Republican convention and Trump claims to be the law and order candidate. Will he? Can he? I mentioned the Democrat Party, but let me not allow the elite Republicans off so easy. They too are greedy for power and control. Many of them campaign on issues that they do not intend to keep, or they would have done something already. Many are avoiding the convention. If something bad happens at the convention, I challenge you to look at the attitudes of these elite as well as the coincidence of their absence. The Black Panthers and the bikers are going to surround the convention. I don't necessarily think that's totally a bad thing, but they're going to be making their statements. Trump and Pence have a long road ahead of them. Fighting for the left, fighting the left, and fighting the arrogant elite on the right. I might be wrong. I might be completely wrong. I pray that I'm not. But I believe that Trump is sincere in his heart to make America great again. But before he can do that, we absolutely must bring America home. America needs to realize we truly are a family. Color doesn't matter. All lives matter. Unborn lives matter. Occupations don't matter. Wealth doesn't matter. We're losing this nation, losing our hope, losing our freedom, and we're killing it for the future generations of this nation. Without a border, we aren't a nation. We aren't a country. There is none. Without laws and orders, we are not free people, nor are we a safe people. Without love for one another, we are nothing. This week will be unique for us here at CSC Talk Radio, as we have a representative, so to speak, at the GOP convention in Mindy Patterson. She'll be calling in each day and reporting all that's happening, those she has met, and the atmosphere, and I'm going to say, of the new Republican Party. I'm hoping it will be a new Republican Party, because in my opinion, the Republican Party has let us down. You know, it's very difficult to see these murders, these killings on both sides, day in and day out. It's difficult to see our American brothers and sisters that are being used and abused by politicians. It's difficult for me. We say it in jest, D.C. occupiers, but what they are doing there in D.C. is getting rich off of you and off of me while we get poorer, while jobs suffer, people suffer. They depend now on the government. So many people depend on the government for life, literally, for their food, for their clothing. And they don't know what it is to be a dependent people. And that, my friend, is slavery. It may not look like slavery like we had back in the day, which makes it even worse, in my opinion, because we're taking advantage. And these come in all colors. We're taking advantage of those that are downtrodden and in a bad way. You and I aren't, but the politicians are, as they fight for power and greed. As I shared with you a few weeks ago, and I've brought it out several times, I'm just leaving it in the studio, what Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama stand on is a socialistic state. That's what they want. And now the Democrat Party, I'm not saying everyone that is a signed up Democrat, registered Democrat, is like this. I'm saying that those in leadership in the parties are like this. And they want a socialistic state, and they have to do the things that they're doing in order to have that. And one of them is poverty. They've got to keep us poor to make their power great and to keep control over the people. We're going into a break. Mindy should be calling in shortly, and we're going to report. There's not been a whole lot happened yet at the GOP convention, but she is pretty excited. She's already had a big day, I do believe. Your calls will be welcome later in the show. Let's talk to Mindy and see what's going on in Ohio. 877-895-5410 will be the number to call in, and we will be right back.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I promised you last week, Mindy Patterson is going to be calling in every day this week, and she's going to be reporting from the GOP convention. Not much has happened yet, but I think she's already been pretty busy and pretty excited. Mindy, what's going on, girl?
Hey, greetings from Cleveland. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Just great. Oh, it's so exciting to be here. It's just really a thrill. You're right, not much has happened yet, but we have a really packed and exciting schedule ahead of us in the next few days.
What has happened so far? You had some kind of a rally or something last night going on?
We did. They had an incredible event at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last evening to welcome all of the attendees, delegates, alternates, and guests for the convention. Mm. And they basically roped off several blocks along the whole area surrounding the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they bussed all of the delegates, alternates, guests into the area to join in the celebration. They had food trucks, they had bands, live bands and entertainment, fireworks. It was just incredible. It was incredible. And the energy that's here is one of unity. Clearly, all of the never-Trumpers have left their fervor behind, and they've realized that if they don't get on the Trump train, we're going to basically usher in Hillary Clinton, and we cannot afford that. So everyone is unified behind the Trump-Pence ticket. The excitement has just done nothing but build. It is so exciting. Everyone wants their country back, and they realize that, you know, everything that is going on all across the country with these security issues, and by the way, the security is over the top here. It's definitely a concern, but the takeaway message for that is that when security is at risk, we have less freedom. And it's all about leadership. It all is about leadership, and we have a failed leadership at the top in our country right now, and everyone is pretty upset about it and wants their country back. That's the sentiment here at the GOP convention.
Well, you know, Trump had mentioned, I just saw parts of it. I took yesterday off. I didn't tell you because I didn't want you to feel bad. You were texting and everything. I took the day off. I'm celebrating a birthday. I got older yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
How did I miss that? I'm sorry.
No, you were busy. You were driving, for Pete's sakes. You can't keep track of everything. But I had it interrupted with the shooting of Baton Rouge, and when I realized after I got off, I was on a boat. I was just down at the Lake of the Ozarks here, and I went on a boat ride with a friend and got myself good and sunburned. But when I got back, I looked at my phone, and I saw some of the Twitter feeds with the news feeds of what had happened. And then when I got home late last evening and I watched some of the news late, trying to catch up with what was going on, I saw just bits and pieces of Trump and Pence being interviewed, and they were talking about the law and order, being a law and order candidate, and talking about and Trump mentioned the party is more unified than what has been portrayed. And I was curious about that. I wondered what the atmosphere was really going to be like this week.
Yes. Well, as you know, they've all the delegates from all the different states are being housed in different hotels all across the area. And where we are, we've become a quick family, all the Missouri delegates alternates and guests here at the hotel. And that is the marching orders, is that we need to be unified and get behind this ticket. You know, we're a republic, and that means that we follow the rule of law, and that government is not above the law. And it's been very clear over the last 7.5 years that the Democrats have been working to scoot by and break, you know, get away with not upholding the law, and that they're above the law. And that is what has provoked all of this chaos. But before we run out of time, I want to go over something really cool that they've organized here at the convention. They have, the theme is Make America Great Again, but they have a different theme for each day. And the theme for today is Make America Safe Again. And tonight the convention has some really great heavy hitter speakers, of which is the sheriff from Wisconsin, who I just love. His name is
Sheriff Clark.
Pardon me?
Sheriff Clark.
David Clark, that's his name. Sheriff from Milwaukee County.
Great guy.
In Wisconsin. He is incredible. But so he's going to be speaking tonight along with Tom Cotton, U.S. Senator. Tom Cotton and Jeff Sessions, Senator Sessions. Mayor Rudy Giuliani is going to be speaking. And then to close out tonight, Melania Trump will be speaking as well. Mm. But today's theme is Make America Safe Again. And then the next 3 days, tomorrow's theme is Make America Work Again. It's going to be focused on jobs and getting our economy going again. Wednesday's theme is Make America First Again. All about sovereignty and taking care of our own home, so to speak, getting all of our home things in order. And then finally on Thursday, the theme will be Making America One Again, to unify as Americans. And I'm really excited to see that there's already such unity with everybody in attendance here. It's really exciting.
Well, I wish they'd have had me speak on the last night, because that's what we talk about every day here, is bring America home. That's about making America one again.
Amen. I
don't know how Trump missed me on that, but it I wanted to say, too, we've got another friend there. Teresa Manzella is there as a delegate, isn't she?
Oh, she's awesome. Yes, she representative from the state of Montana. She is here representing, actually, she's the head of her delegates, of her delegation for Montana.
All right.
And she and I connected last night, and she would concur, you know, that the sentiment is about unity and that we have to, in order to take our country back, the first step is to unify behind this ticket. Because the alternate is not pretty. And, you know, more of the same if we have Hillary will just be more chaos and divisiveness and anxiousness about the economy and a failed economy. I mean, we need to get this Trump train on the track so that we can really start being who we are.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, speaking of Hillary and some of the others that haven't got on board with Trump yet, you know, what they are doing is promoting the same-o, and that's not working for America, and the American people realize that, and we can see the chaos that's going on. We can see that the fear-mongering and hate-mongering that's going on, and most of us can see that we're being put against one another for a purpose, and that's not going to make America great, and that's not going to bring America home. I don't know if you heard any of my intro, my monologue, but that was one thing we can't make America great until we do this one thing. We've got to become one again. We have to bring America back home to what we should be, where we are a one people. It doesn't matter where you are in this nation, what state you live in, doesn't matter what color you are, what your occupation is, how tall, how short, how fat, how skinny. We are one people. It doesn't matter if you're female. It doesn't matter if you're male. I mean, we have to start working together. And I really believe, and I hope I'm not wrong, and I said this in my monologue, that I think Trump is sincere in what he wants to do.
Trump is very sincere. And one of the things that I loved in Governor Mike Pence's acceptance speech a few days ago when he was announced as Trump's running mate, he closed his speech by expressing gratitude to Trump for doing what isn't easy. I mean, here is a man who, yes, he is a successful businessman and a figurehead in, you know, of success in our country, is doing many things, not just in real estate, but entertainment and the sports industries and whatnot. But he didn't have to run for president.
No.
You know, it's not an easy thing to do, to put yourself out there. And he financed his own campaign for the most part up until for the first year. And he did it because he wanted to roll up his sleeves and make a difference. And he's the epitome of the example of, you know, walking the walk. I mean, he didn't like what he saw and experienced as a businessman, as an American. He wanted to make a difference, so he ran for president. Not an easy thing. And I love the fact that Mike Pence said we need to be grateful and thank this man. And I really echo that, because I think it's important to have gratitude going forward and have that be the platform for which we
can you stay with me through the next segment. Is that possible?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yes.
I want you to talk about Pence a little bit, because you had posted some information on Facebook, and I want you to talk to my listeners, because we don't know a whole lot about him. So if you could do that for us, I'd really appreciate it. We're going into a break. I will start taking phone calls at 877-895-5410. And Mindy and Beth Ann will be right back. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state
states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with 2 or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting right now with Mindy. She's going to call in every day this week. She had the opportunity, and she jumped at it, and I don't blame her, to be a guest at the GOP convention. And she is there, and of course, not much has happened just yet, as far as we know, but lots have been happening behind the scenes. And Mindy had done a little research on Pence, and I wanted her to kind of share with us as voters as to who this man is and what she has perceived that he's standing for. Go ahead. Mindy, I appreciate all the work that you do, because I know you did a little research to figure this out.
Oh, thank you. Well, one of the first things that I always look for, mainly because of what we do at the Calvary Group in protecting animal owners and animal enterprise across the country, farmers, ranchers, etc., I wanted to see where Mike Pence stood on a lot of the issues that are getting pushed at the federal level during his time as a congressman from Indiana. And, you know, the Humane Society of the United States pushes a lot of deceptive legislation. And so HSUS keeps a scorecard, they call it, on their website about how congressional members and senators vote on these issues that they push, on all related to animal agriculture and different animal-related businesses. And so I was very pleased to see that Governor Pence, while he was in Congress, scored 0% on animal rights issues. And that's a very good thing. It tells me a lot about him, excuse me, and his clear thinking, because he hasn't fallen for the propaganda. One of my greatest frustrations in working to lobby against a lot of this egregious legislation that's pushed by HSUS is that it is very deceptive, and too many members of Congress fall for this false facade that HSUS puts forth, that it's all about the animals, while they take away our rights to own them and breed them and use them and use them for food and fiber. And it is awful how many Congress members fall for this, for the craziness that HSUS puts forth, because they lie and betray Americans every day. Well, Mike Pence didn't fall for it, and he has a 0% on their scorecard, and that just is music to my ears. So I think that's a good start. So.
Absolutely. It is a good start. And it's, you know, if he's been able to keep Indiana safe from them, you know, what can, yes, maybe he can make an influence on the rest of the states when he gets in as vice president, and let others realize what's going on. We have a caller, and I want to take him, and I want you to kind of chime in on this, because we have been told that that the Black Panthers are there, going to be marching and displaying their right to carry. And we've also been told on this end of the spectrum that the bikers are going to be showing up. And I said, you know, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing in either case. You know, that's what America is about, is showing up. And I don't agree with the Black Panthers necessarily at all, but I do agree that they have the right to carry. But we've got Joe from Arkansas wants to talk about that a little bit. Joe, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm staying warm enough these days, and how are you, Beth?
I'm staying plenty warm too, sir.
Okay, that's good to hear. Yeah, what I wanted to say about the Black Panthers is that here's what I think the country ought to be seeing. You know, of course, the big media is kind of freaking out and making a big deal about the Black Panthers openly carrying guns at the convention. But here's what I think the country ought to be saying to the Black Panthers, and that's this, that, yeah, absolutely, we agree you should have the Second Amendment right to carry guns openly at the convention. And in return, you should be express your gratitude to the Founding Fathers for establishing that right for you and putting that provision into the Bill of Rights. And also you should be expressing your gratitude to the NRA and to the Gun Owners of America and to all the people that have fought to keep the Second Amendment for you. And you should also be expressing your gratitude to the members of the Republican Party who've been voting against gun control and have been supporting the Second Amendment. And you should also be expressing your gratitude, you know, to all the people, you know, that have fought for your right to all the Constitutional Sheriffs of Police Association. You know, that would be another one. You should be expressing gratitude to them, to upholding and safeguarding your right to carry guns at the convention openly. And in return, also, you should be vowing to support the Bill of Rights for everybody. You should be vowing to support everybody else's First Amendment right and Fourth Amendment right and Fifth Amendment rights and Ninth Amendment rights and Tenth Amendment rights. You should, in return, in gratitude for having your Second Amendment rights and being able to express your Second Amendment rights, you should be supporting the whole Bill of Rights for everybody else. I think that's what the whole country should be saying to these Black Panthers.
I think that's a good thing.
And that's where Americans should come together, is we want everybody's Bill of Rights upheld and respected in every respect. And that's the point where Americans really should come together. That should be the key point that every American believes in.
Mindy, have you seen much of that yet?
I have not. I haven't seen any presence of Black Lives Matter, but I do know I have two friends from St. Louis area who are here, and they experienced a delay on their bus in arriving at last night's event because Black Lives Matter was blocking the road.
Okay.
Now, there was no violence or no incident present, but they are here, and I have heard that the Bikers for Trump have come from all over the country.
Yes.
There's hundreds of them. I haven't seen them either, but they are here also to make sure that no violence breaks out. But again, there's security here. There's well over 3,000-4,000 police officers present. They're doing a phenomenal job, and security is over the top. So I feel very safe here. Nothing would have kept me from coming, to be honest. I'm not of the thought that we should allow bullies or any kind of threats from a local minority to prevent us from attending an event. I think that, you know, this is an important event, and it's just, again, you know, when security is at risk, there's less freedom. I hope people realize that this is about leadership from the top.
Oh,
and Black Lives Matter, make no mistake about it, they're a terrorist organization. You know, we have a president right now that wants to hold them in high regard and give them special accolades, but they have already displayed that they are a terrorist group.
Whenever,
and we shouldn't be tolerating that.
The ones that are supposed to be marching there around or close to the convention center, the GOP convention, is the Black Panthers. They're the ones that are going to be displaying the guns and such. It might have been the Black Lives Matters that were blocking the roads and keeping people from moving yesterday, but it's the Black Panthers that are supposed to be carrying their guns. And like Joe said, you know, the very ones that they're fighting against are the ones that have been fighting to keep their rights to do so. And there's a lot of irony in that, you know.
Well, so. There is irony, and it leads into another great comment that I will share. Yesterday, Dinesh D'Souza revealed his latest movie.
Yes.
And it was, it's basically about what our world would look like if Hillary Clinton were elected president. And basically, it connects the dots about all of the corruption connected with the Clinton Foundation and the fact that her husband's administration, and if she were to be elected president, how she would continue of this, more of the same and tenfold of what we currently have, which we don't want. The divisiveness that our country is so unnecessary and not brought on by the Republicans by any means, but they're trying to point fingers. And all of that is to create unrest. It is to create divisiveness in our country. So, again, we have to unify behind the Trump-Pence ticket, take our country back, and that is the first step.
Absolutely. Well, we're going into another break. I'm going to let you go because I know you've got things to do to get ready for everything else, the events today. I appreciate it so much. We look forward to hearing from you every single day this week.
Thank you, Beth.
To see what happens.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Joe, I appreciate the call and your input. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 6501.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Get Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, we've got a big week ahead of us with the convention coming up. I had an anniversary last week as well, and I remember on our honeymoon when we were exhausted from all the things that we were trying to accomplish when we were touring around where we were visiting, and we turned on the telly to see what news was happening. I know that's not something you're supposed to do on your honeymoon, but we did. And it was the Democrat convention going on during that time. So here we are. It's just now the GOP convention, and the Democrat convention will come after. And so I guess politics has played a big part in my life. It seems like you just can't get away from it. But what concerns me the most, besides the division of this nation, we are being pit against one another. I have no doubt about that. I also have no doubt that there are prejudices and those exist. And I don't agree with them. I never have and never will. But we can't also get rid of them all. You can't control people's minds and their hearts. And it is a heart problem, what we have happening here. But it's also an economic problem. It's also a morality problem. But putting us one against the other is accomplishing the things that they want to accomplish to make a socialistic state. And I want to share that with you again today. For anybody who is even thinking about voting for Hillary because you don't like Trump, please stop and think about what you're doing. Now, if you want to vote for someone else, that's fine. I can't tell you who to vote for. We all have our misgivings about Donald Trump. We have had. I believe he's sincere. That doesn't mean he's going to be right about everything. And that doesn't mean he's going to get to accomplish what he's talking about and doing. But we know what Hillary will bring. And I don't believe Trump wants to do any of these things that I'm about to mention to you. This is a part of her college thesis. And this is what she believes in. Now, before you think about voting for Hillary, just because you ladies out there, just because you want the first female president, I want you to stop and think about what this female stands for. She's using you as she claims the Republicans have a war against women. And I don't believe that is true in any fashion. Not any. I do believe that the politicians use gender. They use race. They use everything to get elected. They will make promises to get elected. But what Hillary stands for and what she used in her thesis comes from Sal Alinsky's book on how to create a socialistic state. And he has 8 points that you have to take care of. 8 things. Number one is health care. Control health care and you control the people. What do we hear about? Health care. We've got to provide health care for everyone. But what they're really doing is they're forcing you to buy insurance, which has nothing to do with caring for your health. If they're serious about health care being overly expensive, then why don't they check into why it's expensive instead of making it more expensive? Number two is poverty. Increase the poverty level as high as possible. Poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you are providing everything for them to live. And number three, debt. Increase the debt to an unsustainable level. That way you are able to increase taxes and this will produce more poverty. Number four, gun control. Remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. That way, you are able to create a police state. Now, I'm going to stop right there because I want you to stop and think what they have been saying in leadership and in the mainstream media as they have put down our local police departments. Trying to get you to distrust them. Are there bad guys in it? You bet there are. But they're not all that way. You need to trust your locals. So gun control. Remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. That way, you are able to create a police state. Welfare is number five. Take control of every aspect of their lives. Food, housing, and income. To have a government, and I know there are those of you who disagree with me, but to have a government that sets up certain criteria of salaries is not a free market. I believe you should pay a person their just due. They should be paid for their work. But I don't think the government should jump in there and make it impossible for the business to survive by forcing a higher and higher and higher wage, minimum wage. Education. Take control of what people read and listen to. Take control of what children learn in school. Number seven, religion. Remove the belief in the God from the government and the schools. They're removing the belief and they're infiltrating you with immorality. Telling your children. They in the state of California came out this week They're going to teach children about same-sex marriage. Children. Number 8, class warfare. Divide the people into the wealthy and the poor. How does Hillary talk about the poor? The evil poor. The evil rich. What is she? This will cause more discontent, and it will be easier to take tax the wealthy with the support of the poor. Does any of this sound familiar? Are we not experiencing this both on the left and the right? Let's just say that. But this is Hillary's thesis. This is what she believes. This is what she promotes. This is what she speaks. Her lies are not for you. She likes being wealthy. She wants to get wealthier. She wants to be at the top when they have a socialistic state, and she wants you to be at the bottom. To realize what's going on is very important. We have to put our differences aside. If you want a socialistic state and a communist state, then go ahead. I guess that's who you need to support. But if you want a free America with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, a republic where you are the government, you better start paying attention to your local elections, your state elections, and federal to bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2-pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
It was once said, "The pen is mightier than the sword." We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Order 4 and get the 5th one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.